Blog Talk Radio.
Situation. Take lessons from our elders. Don't make the same mistake. Let's do the world with love and get rid of all the hate. Our elders taught us one thing. Our leaders make us fight. We don't know what for. If they want people killed, let them fight the war. It's gotta hit somewhere. It's killers got to see. If no one went to fight, we'd all live in peace. Our generation is all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must.
We're together and stronger than they ever thought it could be. A world motherless can help care cover this. The love for all people, no matter what the culture is. Our generation is making huge strides. A self-empowering movement that's on the rise. The more the doors open, the more the youth can see. A fair chance means a greater opportunity to have a brighter future, deeper insight. Work hard to be anything you want in life. It's what it's all about, the longevity. Educated enough to know what's ahead of me. Here to straighten it out, seeking your find. They can cage your body, but not your mind. We lay it all on the line in the struggle we grew. But together, here's what we gotta do.
Our generation, it's all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just what we must. Straighten it out.
Welcome. Alafia and greetings. You got your Omiika live coming to you straight from my studio. I would like to welcome each and every one of you this evening to another segment of A Day in the Care to Read Room. This evening topic we've been talking about, closing out the month, musicians, artists, spoken word artists, and we've been talking about the movement and how our hip-hoppers and artists can collaborate with those conscious-minded people and coming up with matters of the heart as well as dealing with the matters in the hood. We're going to be talking about that this evening, and we're going to be bringing it to you hard and heavy as we close out this month. Those artists that are out there who normally have an opportunity to create a platform to speak from, to make a difference in the community. We have the platforms now. The real question is, do we have the conscious mind to know what the pulse of the people is? And can we speak to the people from their perspectives in their neighborhood? And are we able to talk about issues that really pertain to living in the hood? We're going to be talking about that as well as talking to those people who are interested in getting into the music industry. Now, I've been talking to you about opportunities and getting involved with getting your own contract. I want you to know that Reverse Nation is one of the organizations that has been helping many people all over the nation with developing their artistry. They are sharpening the tools of artists to make them look very professional. They're even offering gigs to us so that we now, as songwriters, as artists, and solo and lyricists, can go and sign up with membership with Reverse Nation. And they're offering us opportunities to find agents and to get in line to develop our bands. It's very important that you understand that you can make a difference community with your ability to have a platform. Now, we've also been talking to you about setting up those Project 2019s in your community and developing Project 2019s in all the churches. We've been recruiting, asking you to sign up to go into your churches to talk about dealing with rites of passage. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about this again on tomorrow, and we will be talking about the new chapter presidents that are coming on board. I wanted to introduce you to one this evening. We now have our new chapter leader for the city of Gary, Indiana, and the northern Indiana area, and that gentleman's name is Anthony Scott. He is coming on board with Project 2019, and boy, aren't we fortunate to have him. He will be taking over for me as the chapter president, so he has some large shoes to walk in. I'm hoping that he's ready for this opportunity, and isn't it an opportunity? I'm moving on to the executive, the national executive of Project 2019. However, what I want you to know most of all is that I believe that Anthony Scott is the man for this job. He was handpicked and ordained by the Spirit. And when the Spirit connects something up and the Spirit hooks you up, you've been hooked up. I want you to know that. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have not been hooked up, then you ought not to be in line for a mission that's so great as this. God calls his leaders into place. Anthony Scott has been called into place to do a leadership job. I honestly believe this with all my being. I knew that there was somebody in line here in Gary that was worthy to carry the torch, and God sent him to us. It is a massive work, a massive job. However, I'd like you to know that we are not developing cookie-cutter leaders. Each one comes with their own mission, and they come with their own set of credentials of what they want to do in the community to carry those issues out. Now, Anthony Scott has a wealth of experience and a wealth of knowledge. I like to call him our alchemist. He is well endowed with metaphysics, and he brings to the table quite a bit of experience in leading people. Now, we're not looking for another leader, somebody who will dictate to us and somebody who will give us all of the solution and who will stand out on the front line. We're looking for somebody that is a planner, an organizer, and who can delegate and who can train and develop and give them experiences. And I believe that Anthony Scott is that kind of person, and I'm fortunate and blessed to have him on our team. And we're going to ask Anthony to come back on our show on Sunday as well. Our time is upon us, and we've been rushing all day trying to get this set up for you so you can meet Anthony. And hopefully we will get him on here for you in a second. If you just bear with me, we're going to be bringing Anthony right on. But I want to say to you hip-hoppers, come on in this house and talk about your gifts and your abilities, because tonight is a night that you want to come in and blab about what it is you do best. If it's music, if it's writing lyrics, if it is poetry, come on in and do your thing. I'm about ready to do my thing. I don't know about you. You know how Omi is. Omi will take over and let the Spirit lead her, and she'll bring forth the Spirit, let the Spirit tell her to read poetry, and at the same time while interviewing a co-host or a person of substance. It's important that you get excited about your craft. It's important that you understand that music is our life, and music definitely is our life, and a lot of us depend on our music for a lot of things. It is our life. And we're having some technical difficulties right about now, and I have my technician trying to pull up the screen.
Can I use one upstairs?
We have a can I use this?
Go ahead.
We're going to go to another technical studio, and we're going to be able to pull Mr. Scott up immediately. But we've got some technical difficulty on our computer downstairs. But bear with us, people, because we are going to explain to you a little bit about the fact that it's difficult sometimes when you've got a lot of things going on and you're trying to bring forth a quality program. It's difficult sometimes, but we can get this thing under control with a little help from our ancestors. So we called on our ancestors today, that our ancestors might open up the way and make it plain and clear for us. And here we are. Okay. Let's see if we can see if Brother Anthony is out here in the highways and byways. Brother Anthony, hold tight, brother, because we are, here you go. All right, now we're going to ask Brother Anthony to call in. Brother Anthony, we are on the air. We're live. And we're going to ask Brother Anthony to call in. And if he has that number or if he doesn't have that number, he needs to call in at that 646 number, and we'll be able to see him right on the air. Now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, if he's not able to click in, I'm going to give you a little background information here. As I told you, he was our Project 2019 elect for the Northern Indiana area, the new president chapter leader. I'm pretty excited about it because now that means that I can take the yoke off my back and put it on somebody else's back while at the same time mentoring him and training him for this job. This is a big job, and we have redefined ourselves as chapter presidents. And all 50 states, we are going to mimic each other and look somewhat alike in that we are going to be focusing in on literacy, number one objective. And number two objective is to become a clearinghouse for Family Life Center and a resource and referral, meaning that as we offer the family what it needs, then we begin to reconnect our communities back together. And what I mean by that, these are matters of the heart. We're not just concerned about getting a title, but we're going to make a difference in a community where it makes a difference in a family's life. I think Mr. Anthony Scott is that man that has a burden for their people. I think he has an urgency to do something to help the community. I think it's well overdue that we find great men and we put them into a position where they can roll their sleeves up and actively get out there and get involved. We have a lot of politicians that will preach and lecture and give us clairvoyant speeches, but we need someone that can put some behind the power. I believe that Brother Scott can put that behind the power. I know that he can because he's demonstrated time upon time what his desires are for giving back. When I find a man that wants to give something and he has to have a mission, I'm obliged to give him that mission and to help him along the way. And I talked to Brother Anthony about duality and the importance of duality being a part of what we do in Project 2019. First of all, let me slow down. Let me familiar you with our goals and objectives in Project 2019. We have rather suppressed a lot about what it is that we do because we've been really pushing literacy out front. But today we're going to spend a little time, not necessarily in our Care to Read room with meditation, but a little time in talking about Project 2019. I'd like for you to know who underwrites this whole project. Project 2019 was designed and incorporated by Chuck Sanford, who envisioned this organization going forward to advance African Americans in higher level education and getting credentials like bachelor's degree and master's and so forth and so on and PhD, not the player hater one. But Chuck has written a book, which I would urge each and every one of you to read if you care to read. This room was envisioned to make the create the opportunity to have literate people. And our foremost thing, going through slavery, that prevented us from being educated was the inability to read. And I felt if you could teach a person to read, you could teach them anything. And that would be closing the gap to meet the mission statement for Project 2019. That would be one of the first things that you'd have to do, have a yearning for literacy and a desire to learn to read. So it's very urgent that we all understand that our mission statement in all these rooms should be the consciousness of being able to be literate, to articulate. Because a person who is locked out of reading is locked out of education. You cannot progress in education without knowing how to read and comprehend. We know that literacy is comprehension and reading. What we are trying to do is create dualities in our program, men and women operating together. For the first time, Project 2019 will have their national executive right here in Gary, Indiana, working with our new chapter president. However, my job will be spent across the diaspora in all of the 50 states. But I want Brother Scott to know that he's fortunate because I'm right here in the hub of where he will be residing. So therefore, my attention will be placed heavily on the city and the state of Indiana. Now, I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, because of our technical difficulties, I don't see Brother Scott on the screen. I'd like to urge for him to call in. Wake up everybody, tell Brother Scott to go ahead and call in. We are on the air. They're doing something very special for us. They're allowing this show to go through. Our technical difficulty has been resolved. You can now call in, Brother Scott. And I know you get to bed early, but on this account, we don't want you to go to bed right now. We want you to wake up and call in to the station. We're waiting for you. Now, not to rattle on and on, let me go on and tell you a little bit more about Project 2019. When I first became connected to Project 2019, I knew it had a mission under the concept of doing for self and becoming self-reliant. I had no idea that it was a mission also driven to create a rites of passage program in all of the churches to help them to become conscious-minded, sort of like the Methodist AME church used to do, focus in on the politics and the issues at hand for black people to reconnect. With the rites of passage program, it will train young men to become men, and young women to become women, as well as the elders to take their proper places and pass the baton and start relinquishing some of their knowledge before they make their transition out of eldership into ancestralship. We've got to make use of our elders before they transition and make their final journey. We've got to put them to work. Project 2019 has asked me to give a mission statement for all of the chapters. Our mission statement is that there must be a rites of passage in every community, preferably with the churches heading them up. If they can't step forward to do this job, then we will ask other community leaders to do this. But every black boy and black girl must know when they come into man and womanhood. They must know when they transition out of the age of 13 into 14 years old, what it takes to be a man and what it takes to be a woman. So therefore, there is a heavy mission put up on the Rites of Passage program. Literacy, early literacy from child development, starting from preschool, that every child leaving preschool must be ready to have readiness skills to start phonetically blending and reading. This must start not only in the churches, but it must start in the community centers such as Project 2019. We can no longer depend on our schools to rightfully turn out children that are literate. We have to make sure that our communities are doing this for ourselves. And with the Project 2019 in your area, this can happen. As a trainer and a facilitator, I make teachers. People tend to thought that I was the average teacher to just go in a classroom, but I am an adjunct faculty. I have a master's to do the development of curriculum, and therefore it allows me to train and develop teachers. It's what I was doing for the military, and I have been doing for the last 20 years. So those choice schools that are out there, I work to help them to develop their schools and to develop their teachers so that they had teachers with practical skills based on child development readiness skills. One of the things that our community should look like is that we should offer not only academic but spiritual growth and development. So if those people who have pulled out from the church are no longer going to formalize institution for church, they can go into the Family Life Center and hear a lecture and also hear a spiritual direction and guidance. Those things should be happening in our Project 2019. It should be a life center that gives life, not death, resources, access to the computer to obtain resources to help family members who are special population who might have problems with their children at childbirth, and those families who are at risk must also be given opportunities for training and development to return to work after they have stabilized their special needs child. These are the kind of programs that we want to see in every community across the diaspora.